Hello, and thank you for downloading today's podcast. Wonderful to have your company.
What year are you guys of the Chinese New Year? Sorry, this has got nothing to do with the actual show. It's just like okay. I forgot about.
I think...
What year were you, hun?
87, which I think is a rabbit, someone told me.
Oh, you good rabbit. Because it's a year of the rat, and I was like, ew, that rat. But this is one of the most successful years. I think it's first in the star signs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also supposed to be the most wealthy. The rat is wealthy. And just because they wanted to tie into it, the Lotto has released a statement saying that out of all of their winners, the rat has been the most successful.
Well, there you go.
So the year of the rat is when they pay out the most
of their
most
winners.
Money.
No. The people who were born in the year of the rat, because it could be a few different, win the most.
Oh, how do they work out the years?
I think it's just already done. There's 12 Chinese horoscopes. The rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake, the horse, the goat, the monkey, the rooster, the dog, the pig.
I am the horse, hence the teeth and other things. What are you?
Yeah, you do have pretty crusty feet.
I'm a rooster.
Yeah.
So what year, sorry, you are July?
July 1987.
July, what year, what day?
The 29th.
29th, talk among yourselves, 1987. You're the rabbit. And your lucky numbers are 3, 4, and 9.
Hmm.
Your luck in 2020, work is about 4 stars. And your love life's not good.
Really?
Mm.
I am having some problems at the moment.
Just with yourself or with Esther as well?
Oh, I'm causing the problems that happen to be with Esther.
Are you really?
No.
Is that for real? No.
No.
So your love's probably a bit dodge this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, good luck with that. But your wealth is through the roof and your health is good as well. So health and wealth for you.
There you go. I'm going to be healthy and wealthy and single.
Wise.
Oh, no, healthy and wealthy. And you are February the 18th.
I'm a horse.
Okay, but I want to know your luck, don't you? And you are 1950. Never gets old like you.
Like I do.
You're the snake.
No, I'm not. I'm a horse.
1977?
8.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
it's only 1 year.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, fucking me. You're the
69
horse.
69 and 70.
Oh.
Mm.
Nah,
here we go.
Don't do it.
Okay.
No, do it. I can take it.
Well, because I think they made a mistake with yours.
Mm.
Because you're a horse and your luck in 2020, your work is about 4 stars. Your love is only 3 stars.
Mm.
Your wealth is 4 stars. But your health is blank.
Blank.
Oh, so just like every other year.
No, like meaning they haven't done it.
So I'm going to die.
This is like going to a... No.
So I die and my love life improves?
Well, that's... you are in heaven.
Am I?
They made a mistake with that one.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe the horse don't get health because I don't know anyway.
Well, but they always say you're as healthy as a horse, so maybe it's just assumed
that you're healthy.
You're going to be healthy.
Mm. Mm.
Doesn't always have to be beard.
Mm.
No. Well,
look at yours.
Oh, mine. And there's a little app you can look at if you're interested.
If you have issues, I'll use some of my wealth to help your health.
Oh, I'm okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're not going to take it?
No, I don't know.
Why?
What, if I came into money and you got awfully sick, you wouldn't want my financial help?
To get me through an illness? No, I don't think so.
Mine are crap. You don't want his money? Well, I can't give you any money because my wealth isn't good, my health isn't good, my work seems to be good, which I find very unbelievable. My love is very low.
That's hurtful.
I thought I was going to bring you guys down. No, because your work's good, so you bring me up. Oh, this is not a great year for me.
Oh, well. There's always next year. Let's write this off.
Well, not for you, but yeah.
Are you being serious, though? If I came into money...
I couldn't take your money...
But if he wanted to,
But I would want to do that for you.
How much money do you come into?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that would be relative to that.
Well, how much money do you need for your health?
Let's say 1 million.
What about if he needed a kidney?
What do you mean when?
Oh, I wanted it to be a believer.
Thank you for asking that. Thank you for asking that.
Oh, I wanted to get in now.
I reckon
when
the
emergency comes, I'll have the people that I need to go to.
I reckon I would do it.
You'd give me a kidney.
Yeah.
It does mean that your health, you would need to watch exactly what he needs to do. So whether it is maybe not drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could give up drinking if it meant that you would get to live and see your daughter get married.
See, everyone's different.
That's not...
That's so sweet. Would you do the same for him?
Could,
of course he wouldn't.
And plus, he wouldn't have a kidney to be out of.
Nah.
Yeah, imagine. They'd cut him over and go, ah, oh, we're wasting our time.
All jokes aside, do you reckon we could find out if we're a match for each other?
Oh, that would be interesting. How do you do that? Is it a blood test?
I don't know.
I don't think you need a biopsy because we don't love each other that much because sometimes they've got to actually do it direct. I wonder if it is a blood test because I think it would be fascinating to know who you could do it because I would definitely do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Though the requirements and the restrictions you would hate, but that's what you'd have to put up with.
He would rather die than take your kidney, I reckon.
Would there be more?
I did buy some vitamins for you, actually.
Thank you.
Today.
Yeah, let's find out.
See, he's doing that thing I reckon he would give the... you would.
Give a kidney?
Yeah.
You don't want my kidney.
No, you'd have to go on a detox for a while.
Okay, then I'm out.
Come on, mate.
What?
If your daughter needed a kidney, you'd do it.
If my daughter needed a kidney, yes.
If your wife did.
Yeah.
If we needed one. If you were a match for me, and I was like, stop, I need it.
But the requirements would be...
I'd put up with it.
Why don't we just swap kidneys?
I could see you guys. We'd be one night, we'd be at the Gambaro ball, and he'd just rip the kidney out, put it on the bar, and go, not worth it. Get me a round of shots, Johnny.
Imagine if you took on personality traits of mine.
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't do that to me.
Don't say Jesus Christ, man.
Don't make this about you.
No.
Oh, right. What, the two of you morph into one?
I think
we could have morphed into him. Seemed so upset that it could have been me.
How would that look?
Yes, how would that? Give me this. This might be it. Every day I think this is it. What was it? Chuck those glasses on. Yeah.
How would this look? Abs, interested to know.
Hey, Stabby.
Yeah. Stabby?
Stabby.
Yeah. Yeah, give it to me. What?
Tell it.
I can't even think of any dad jokes.
That's what I was going to say. Tell us a joke.
You go on, say something funny for once. Tell us a joke. Tell us a joke like Tom Wood. I like Tom.
Who's Tom?
Tom Gleason. He's my favourite comedian. And then there's Tommy Little. He's my second favourite. And then I got like 17 more before your name comes up.
That is not true. You'd be fifth.
Who are the other two?
Cat's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah. He has to let that one slide because it's his wife.
Mm. Mm.
Mm.
After my one night of stand-up, have you ranked me above staff?
No, you're fourth. Are you going to do stand-up again?
I don't know. I'd like to, but I'm a pussy.
You feel like you did really well.
No, it's...
I mean, you could go and do stand-up, but it'd be weird if you go, oh, look, I've got a few jokes about stand-up.
No, it was a different scenario because we were there for a purpose.
It was still your delivery that was brilliant, though.
And you still wrote all that stuff yourself. Just apply it to someone else.
Like observational ones is all you have to do. Yeah. I think observational jokes are
you
the
just,
best.
You just go, everyone knows that one guy in the office that does that thing, then you just do all the jokes. It's been one guy at my office who's been drunk since I've met him, blah, 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 blah. Everyone goes, I know Bob. There's a Bob in everyone's, you know.
Has anyone here got, did your dad die?
Yep. Hey!
Perfect! Oh, no, we don't joke about that.
Why not?
Well, I'm saying that you might find that.
Oh, yeah.
No, everyone finds their dead dad funny.
Kat like did that once. She was talking to a couple and she was like, oh, you're engaged. Did you ask for his hand in marriage? And he went, no. And she went off on a tirade. Why didn't you? That's disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. You're afraid you're going to say no, champ, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he was dead. Yeah.
Could have gone to the gravesite.
Got a Ouija board.
Mm.
Mm.
Anyway.
Could have said that at the time when I asked.
So anyway, in short, let's check to see if we are compatible so we can see who would have to donate. But I would absolutely, I would give you guys an organ if you needed it to stay alive.
Mm. No, I would.
Would we have to put in a contract, though, if one of our kids needed one later on that you've got to give it back? Oh, can you double? If you receive an organ, right, and then you're an organ donor, can you... can you double dip on the one organ? So just say I gave you a kidney and then touch wood, you passed away and you're an organ donor.
No,
could
actually,
they take that organ and give it to someone else?
No, not really. It's because a friend of mine has just had a little boy and they have no idea why. And he had, I think it was liver failure, had to go to Melbourne. And it's really hard for them because they don't know how long it's going to last for. So he'll be on drugs for the rest of his life. And each of those organs, they say, has only got a lifespan. Mm. So they wouldn't take it and then move it to another person because that would be too risky for it.
Ah, yeah, right.
So he'll probably need another one in his
Well, I guess your bodies do break down, don't they? Otherwise,
well, he's on anti-rejection tablets, and I think it's different for each person. But I think
where were those when I was dating?
Oh, there's a dad joke. I knew I should have just waited and fired one.
Definitely a dad joke. It's quite clever. So anyway, I'm a horse. He's a rat. You're a rooster. In a nutshell.
And we're going to find out who gets to donate a kidney.
If you've got through to today's show, you're amazing.
This is. I reckon we could just make this the podcast. We don't even bother with the other stuff. All right, here it is, in case you were wondering.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Facebook Marketplace.
I love Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, you do.
I'm a seller, I'm a buyer.
And a stalker on it.
Yes. There's lots of things that I've followed. And the best thing about it is following something that you think you might want to buy. Mm. You're not here nor there on it, and then you see someone desperately dropping the price over weeks, and then you're like, this person, I can jam them for it.
So it's all about getting a bargain rather than actually having anything that you need.
No. There's some of the stuff that I need.
I'm not your wife, mate. I'm not your wife, let's be honest.
I've bought lots of things that I need.
Like what?
Let's not discuss that.
Okay.
No, I've bought like pieces of furniture and stuff. I like old style furniture that we've painted and things like that. Mm. I've also sold recently a lawnmower.
Which you bought on there.
I did. That I shouldn't have bought. I didn't need. Well, I thought I wanted it. It was a cylinder mower.
What's a cylinder mower? What's the difference? Why is it so good?
Well, you know how the blades are usually underneath and they spin around? A cylinder mower there at the front and it's literally a cylinder of like 10 blades. And it cuts the grass to a perfect level. So, you know, when you see those lawns that you can, like, they're like a putting green almost.
Like a you'd see at the football, like those. Huh?
Yeah.
It's like it a professional like lawnmower.
Yeah. So that's what I was going for.
Okay.
Right. Mm.
But I saw someone taking a different tact, and that is Cohen Hess, who is a State of Origin player and an NRL player for the Queensland Cowboys. On his Instagram, he was selling a brand new iPad, still in the packaging, still had the plastic wrap on it. And he was saying, worth $1,000, selling for $850.
Did you check? It was definitely him?
100%. It was his official account.
Good bargain.
Did you get his number?
Well, no, he only wanted to do business via Instagram, unfortunately. So I thought, it's a bit, that's his fans. That's his NRL fans who know that he's getting paid lots of money in the NRL and he's trying to flog off an iPad he got for Christmas.
It always seems a bit strange when they're on that calibre, but I guess what is their limit?
Yeah.
What is the limit of the money that they should earn that you go, nah, you can't resell things? Because I've seen a lot of football players' wives sell their clothes. Mm. And I thought it was for charity because remember we did one recently for the bushfires.
Yeah.
And then I clicked on it. No. It wasn't for charity. It was just them selling their clothes. So she'd bought a dress and it was $420, which I felt like going, I bet you even got given it.
Yeah.
And then she's selling it for $380. I was like, that's not even.
Yeah, it's true. Did you whack on the ad for the lawnmower? As used by Matty Acton from Hit 105.
No, I didn't want to devalue it. So I thought, because when I messaged him and he said it's been sold.
Oh, you only messaged him to chat to him rather than you needing one.
I didn't want the iPad, but I was like, hey man, is the iPad available? I was like, this is Cohen Hess's great player. This could be my in.
God. In for what?
Just a friendship.
So what you're saying is you're just annoyed that it didn't go anywhere.
Remember how we got together over that iPad? You didn't buy it.
If you're a calibre, you shouldn't have to get money for it.
Yeah, I just thought you're famous enough and you've got enough money, you don't need it. Like, gift that to your mum or something like that. But then I thought about it even more. Celebrities could be the new version of Facebook Marketplace. And so I did a bit of ringing around yesterday because I've got a few things I can't move on Marketplace at the moment.
Yeah.
And joining us on the phone right now is George from Shepherd.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good morning, buddy. Thanks for taking the call.
You need a celebrity, Matty.
I do. I have an old road bike that I've only ridden 5 times and I want to buy a new mountain bike. So I'm trying to sell off a few things around the house, hence the lawnmower. And I want to sell this bike.
Why don't you gift it to your mum?
Good one.
My mum wouldn't ride it. Mm. That's, you know, she wouldn't ride a bike. Yeah, well and truly.
Yeah, so what's George here for?
So George, I was wondering if you could, I'm going to send you a photo of this bike.
Has it still got the training wheels on it?
But yes, you can have them as a free add-on. Can you post it on your Instagram for me as you, like it's your bike and you're selling it, and see if you can sell it to one of your fans on your Instagram?
Mate, if you're coming to me, you've got problems.
What are you just asking him to be an influencer for your bike? What does he get?
I'll give you 5%.
Ask for 20. George?
All right, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'll donate my 5% to the fires.
Oh, look at you go, champion.
Oh, yes.
Maddie, did you do any research?
What are you donating, mate?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm buying a new mountain bike.
You've got 2,000 less followers than him. You've got 14.2, he's got 16.2. It's not that big a difference.
You should have asked me, mate.
She's got more, Abby's got more.
Nah, but
it's George from Shepherd.
Yeah.
All you need is one crazy fan to be like, his bum's touched that seed, I'm buying that
you
bike.
Sound
to
be like fair, that would crazy. Be me.
We definitely got a few of those.
Or you could even rope your sisters in with their bikini account.
Oh, so you do see their photos, because he likes to pretend he doesn't.
No, I don't see them. I don't follow them, but we've spoken about them many times. I know they're there. That's why I don't follow them.
We could get Amy to do the hashtag kiss my fat bike.
Yeah.
Yes!
My fat ass has been on this bike.
Oh, she would definitely sell it. I mean, obviously, George, but imagine if you had all three of them on the bike.
The one of those trikes like the goodies hat.
What I'll do is I'll leave it with you, George, to move for me. And then see how we go from there, and then we can move on to the other siblings. But if you're in, it's all yours.
Absolutely. 100%.
But you have to reply to the messages and stuff so it seems legit.
Man, I'm not busy at all.
Yeah, I mean, well done on your new single, obviously, that you wrote for Eurovision. That's amazing, but obviously don't have time to talk about it.
Well, you've got a single you've released today, Phoenix.
That's right. Yeah. Phoenix. We wrote that recently.
And that's all for the bushfires as well, yeah?
100% of the sales of that are going towards the bushfires, yeah. Well, not the bushfires themselves.
Yeah.
The appeals, yeah.
See what they're doing?
Yeah. I know. I'm swapping. He's selling my stuff and I'm plugging his gear. That's how this is going to work. Any other celebrities who are listening, I got plenty of stuff to move.
As opposed to the celebrities we get on for free that don't have to do anything and we give them that opportunity as well?
They'll want to do it. They're getting 5%.
I get the raw deal here.
Sorry,
George.
George from Shepherd, I'll get you all the details of the bike. Get it up on the gram, buddy, and let me know how you go.
Too easy, Maddie.
All right, there
I'm
go.
I'm there for you, mate.
All right, there we go. Check him out on Instagram. He's got
that
a bike for sale.
Really dodgy of you.
Would you expect any less?
No.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060 is our number. Please call and talk about anything you want to. First calls. Joe, what do you want to say?
So I'm actually with a foster carer with a mini rescue, and I have three beautiful new foster cats that are all looking for new homes at the moment.
Oh, weren't you in the business for a cat?
Oh, yeah.
I have been trying to avoid pets, but I think I'm getting closer to breaking point because...
Ooh. Foster cat's a good way to go.
Yeah.
What kind of cat?
They're absolutely adorable. And, Maddie, I know you've got George coming to sell your bike. Do you reckon he can help out with adopting out some cats as well?
Oh, that's Shepherd. Cute. Imagine if you did have the girls as well holding those kittens.
Oh.
Cats. Sorry. I shouldn't... Candy, our boss here, she got a cat.
She did. And then returned it 2 weeks later because it didn't work well with her lifestyle.
Well, these guys are very chill. They're a litter box train. They just love to snuggle up with you. They definitely make the perfect addition.
My wife is... We had a conversation on the holidays because she's desperate to get a cat. And the kids want a dog.
Mm.
And I don't have a problem with pets. I just, they're a lot of responsibility and I don't want to have to take that on. But I said to her, I tell you what, at Christmas time, you can either have a cat or you can have a YSL handbag. And without even drawing breath, she went, a cat. And I didn't think she was going to choose that.
You thought she was that shallow.
Yeah, I thought she was.
She's not the girl you married. Joe, do you want to send in photos of the cats so we can
put them
up?
Absolutely, I'll send them through.
Yeah, right. And we'll make sure that we send them to Manny's wife as well.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
How old are they? You should take all three.
So I've got 2 2-year-olds, Duchess and Thomas O'Malley, and then I've got Kyrus, which is an older boy. He's probably around 7.
Okay. All right, well, shoot us through the pics. We'll get them up online. 131060 is our number. If you want to give us a buzz, don't send them to my... Every time you send something to my wife, she buys it.
I know. She just sent me a photo back of what I told her to buy these vitamins, and she's like, the small size wasn't good
enough. Was that you?
No.
Cover. Well done. Well done there. That was genius. That was like a Jedi mind trick. No, it was not me.
Straight damn. That was like, I bought the large size. I was like, hey.
That was me. That was me. What sort of vitamins?
Hair and energy ones.
Yep, that was me.
I was like, wait, what do you need all these bloody things for?
For her hair and for energy, because she does everything around the house. She needs it.
That's not true. She didn't mow the lawn and wash the two cars.
You got someone in for that. Kate from Cornuvia.
We've padded long enough and my phone's broken. I can't change it?
I didn't know we were padding. I thought that was gold.
No, it was gold. It was good. But I can't.
She wants to say, what does Kate want to say? Oh, she was supposed to go to Hawaii in March, but the flight got cancelled and they don't tell them at all.
Why would you cancel a flight to Hawaii?
Oh, well, yeah. They must know now. Why can they not offer another flight?
I don't know. Maybe it's the coronavirus? Maybe they've...
Not in Hawaii.
Sharky is our producer you chat to on the phone. He's also the only guy who knows how to work things around on the computers.
And he just gave us a look like... Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
What's going on here?
Don't know.
Cool.
Do you have to turn it off and turn it back on?
I did that. Rebooted it, restarted it. But the phones are broken for the moment. Thank you, everyone who did call. We appreciate it. We will get this fixed.
No, mine doesn't work over this side, by the way. Sorry.
That was padding.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. And I'll re-love. You
just have to wait. Oh, that's the song they used for her...
A commercial for The Bachelorette. Yeah, I was like, how is that really going to tie in? Ali, I'm so sorry, hon. How do you pronounce your surname?
It's Ochen.
Ochen. Yes, you would know Ali from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise as well. Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't heard that song in a while.
Bring back good memories?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you still with that fella?
I am still with Tate. Yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah, it's been over a year now, so.
Because you moved interstate for him, didn't you?
I did, yep. And now we're moving to Ballarat and we're opening our own gym in a couple of months.
Well, he better get proposing soon if you're going to move all over the country for him.
He's had all the nudges, don't worry.
I wanted to chat to you because this has been filling up my feed. A lot of friends have actually been posting photos about them personally doing it, but you've done it in such a public way of the trend to get breast enhancements removed.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I had my breast implant reduction. So, I went down many sizes and, I couldn't have been happier. It was a tough decision because I didn't know whether I wanted them out fully or wanted them just reduced. But talking to my surgeon, he really said that it would be a huge shock if I had them out completely because then I would be completely flat-chested. And I hadn't had any health complications with them at all before. And for me, it was just something that was going to help me like myself better, really, because I didn't like my huge implant.
Stupid question from a male. When you reduce the size of a implant, do they just take liquid out of the implant that's in there, or do they remove that one and put smaller ones in?
They totally remove an implant and put a new, smaller one in.
Do you get to keep them?
No. No, definitely not. Maybe if you want it, but
No.
We've got a couple around the office. They're fun to play with.
We went to a surgeon once and we were talking about it, and they gave us some. And it was like the best stress relief ever.
They're good to squish.
Don't look at me like that. I meant outside of the body.
They relieve even more stress when you squeeze them than they're in the body.
It's funny though that you say, Ali, because a lot of people have saying that they get the enhancements to make them feel more confident. But the trend has been that a lot of people are now starting to feel the other way.
Why did you get them out?
Because they were huge, and I didn't like them, and I didn't like the way that the way that they looked on me and what people thought of me or what I thought people thought of me. And, it didn't go with my whole philosophy.
So did you find women treated you differently or mainly men did? And how did they treat you different?
Oh, both, definitely. Like, it was so hard to hide them, and I'd always try and hide them. I just didn't think that was right, trying to hide them in clothes and not feeling confident when I did have them. It just wasn't right.
Why did you get them in the first place?
I got them in the first place for an ex-boyfriend. So that was, and then, yeah, I totally knew it was the wrong decision, obviously, a couple of years later. Yeah, so.
Did he ask you to do it? Like, did he say, I'll pay for them? Or how did that conversation go?
Yeah, sort of, in a way. Yeah.
Did you feel like you had to do it to keep him? Because that's a big thing to do.
No, not to keep him, but to keep me in the relationship if I wanted to be happy in the relationship.
Should have sent them to them so when you got them removed. Here you go. Have them back.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we definitely saw it with Erin Barnett on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Everyone judged her by her boobs. She's got a boob job. And all the women, everyone in there, when they first met her, judged her completely on her boobs. And then afterwards they even said to her, you're not just a big pair of tits. You actually got a heart and
stuff.
Well,
I guess you stereotype.
I had that so many times. And I'm like, who judges someone off of... Well, it's hard not to these days, but it's hard... Yeah, it's what's inside, of course.
See, I noticed it's when I was on the Gold Coast for a few years, it was a big thing. It was like an epidemic. All the girls in the office
getting them or getting them removed.
We're getting them.
Right.
Oh, all the same surgeon.
Well, I actually don't know. But
if you recommend a friend, you get 25% off.
It was like six of them in 1 year. All. Got them done.
See, I say it's your body. You get to do whatever you want.
Yeah,
but it's like what Ali's saying, for the right reasons.
Exactly. And I think it became a wave of, oh, everyone's doing it. It's not a huge decision, but it is. It's a massive decision. Like, it's a huge surgery and it's a huge change and it's not easily reversed.
Because Abby, you're thinking of a reduction. You've spoken about that before.
Yeah. I mean, nothing to do with implants, but I'm desperate to get one. Done just because I've always done ballet from a young age, and I had to stop ballet because of the size. Because you just don't see ballerinas with large breasts, and I've never enjoyed them because they're not great with sports or anything. And constantly, like you say, Ali, I try and like cover them up, but you constantly like, oh, you've got them out, and it's just no, I don't. I'm just wearing
they're just there.
Yeah, exactly. They're just there. I know, and I hated the way that. I thought maybe people viewed me because I knew I had a good heart and everything. I'm like, if only they could see that, you know. It was great, like, getting them reduced. I just feel so good now. I feel so much more me and in proportion. It was best decision.
Thanks for coming on this morning. Nice to talk to you. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, guys.
There we go. Ali from The Bachelor, Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can't watch TV anymore.
TV respects me.
TV shows.
Really worth checking out.
Hey, one of the most common questions people ask is, what are you watching at the moment? Like, because you've got Netflix, Stan, there's ABC iView. All SBS have their own streaming service.
SBS On Demand, it's a good one, yeah.
Disney have gone out to do their own thing now.
Amazon, Hulu.
And sometimes people don't want to watch all the reality, they want something different. And I was put onto this show, and I think it's about a year old, this show, but it's on ABC iView at the moment, and it's one of the most intriguing and interesting shows I've seen in a long time, and it's called Love on the Spectrum. So it's a dating show with no fighting in it. It's people with autism. And they're learning how to interact and fall in love and do all that kind of thing, which is not something that comes naturally to someone.
I did see a little clip of it. I think there was a guy that was saying that he can't read the response of a girl. So people were trying to go, hey, that's probably not something that you say when you first see someone. Like, that dress isn't that good on you.
and one of the most, because that's what they're like. The thing is, what I've learnt from watching this show is people with autism, they say exactly what they're thinking because to them, they're not thinking about the emotion of it. They're just matter of fact. And honesty is a really important thing to them.
It can be really refreshing. But yeah, like you said, everyone's different on the spectrum as well.
There is actually a couple from Brisbane who are in it. And one of the guys, he's a bus driver and they live together and stuff. They're quite interesting. But I want to point out some characters here because when you watch this show, you're watching it and you're laughing along with them. Mm-hmm. But it's incredibly cute at the same time. There's a 25-year-old guy. His name is Michael. He still lives at home with his parents, and he is desperate to get a wife. Like, his thing in life is when he gets a wife, his life will be made. And just hearing the way he talks about women, I can't imagine there's a woman in the world who would not want a man to love them like this.
I actually was dating somebody and I actually entered a relationship and then eventually married her. I would treat her as my top priority. She would be pretty much my most valuable and greatest treasure of all time. She'd practically be my $1 million.
That's actually you.
That's what I was thinking.
Wait.
Exactly what I was thinking.
That's your aim goal, and that's always been your...
Yes, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
So, you know, you can understand where he's coming from. You're like, here.
But if you had a man that was, you know, spoke of you like that, you would like that.
I guess you speak of your wife like that.
Mm. And with Michael, it doesn't sound like a line. Like, he honestly...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. Does he meet someone?
He does go on some dates.
Did he come across too strong?
Well, they date autistic people, though, don't they? So they date people on the spectrum as well. So
that's right.
Yeah, but it's still individual. Everyone's different.
Oh, completely,
yeah. He does go on a date with a girl, and it doesn't get off to the best start, and he's very sweet during it. This is what he also says about the type of woman that he would like.
I don't think he wants anybody loud.
Or gothic.
Mm-hmm.
Or tomboyish.
Mm-hmm.
Or practically any girl that acts like she's still in high school. If she's the right person for me, then... I'll consider proposing to her.
Okay.
Is that his mum?
That's his mum. Oh, they're in the kitchen.
She's like,
chatting.
Okay. So no gothics, no acting like she was in high school.
And children. Like every relationship and every marriage, Michael knows that children are on the horizon.
I'm not really too keen on kids at the moment because I have a feeling that having children will ruin my chances of becoming wealthy.
But what if you meet a girl that wants to have children and you're like, oh, but that's going to take away from my bank account? What are you going to do?
Simply tell her, okay, I'll allow it. But on one condition, I get a vasectomy after the second child.
This is saying what we're all thinking.
And this is what is so cute about it is everyone thinks that people who aren't on the spectrum, all those emotions we go through, we just don't verbalise them and actually share them.
Well, I guess they're not always thinking about someone else's reaction. It's like, oh, I'm actually doing the right thing by being truthful.
Yeah. Mm. There is a woman who features on here as well, and her job is she's like a counsellor who actually comes and meets with all the people on the show and talks them through how relationships work. And I would say anyone who's not on the spectrum, you're going to learn a lot from just watching that process. There's also another girl on there who's 19. Her name is Chloe. Mm. She's also deaf. She's extremely sweet. And she goes on a date with another autistic guy who she's never met before. So they're set up on a blind date.
Mm.
And she's very confident when she speaks with people. But this is one of my favourite moments of the episode where there's no filter. Marcus, they're just talking about past relationships and what they're after in love. Marcus, no curtain, no nothing, just goes all in with what he's after.
I like Asians.
Oh, Asians.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not Asian. Okay.
I also like Mexicans. I like them too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She's a white girl who's moved here from London.
Mm.
And the poor girl, she's sitting there. She's asked him about books and what he's into and stuff like that. And he's just like, I like Asian and Mexican girls.
Well, to be fair, the people on Married at First Sight did that too. So,
well,
I want a Polynesian. I want a Polynesian.
And
are you on the spectrum?
Cake.
No. That's what I want.
It's a really cute show and it's really interesting
to
watch.
I've seen bits of it. It is really nice.
ABC iView, get on there and check it out right now.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Matt. You ruined me.
Hey, it was back to school yesterday, and I think it's officially back to school for all schools today.
Yes.
Independent as well as Catholic schools, religious schools, yeah?
Xander's first day today at St. Joey's in Corinda.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord.
Literally.
But there has been an article that's written, and look, she said it with a bit of tongue-in-cheek, but it's very funny and very truthful. Her name is Katie Bowman, and she's written an open letter to parents.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually said, "Dear mums at the park, I'm not your babysitter." And she has kids herself, and she says that kids are exhausting, but when she's at the park, it is me time. And she's basically said, my kids are there so that I can ignore them, so I don't want your kids to come up and talk to me either, because I want to ignore all kids.
Mm.
And she said, look, hey, I just have to be honest, when we're at the park, I need a break, so don't let your snotty kids come and replace mine.
Yeah.
She doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. She said, please just have a sibling for your kids and tell your kids to leave me alone. I may look like Mary Poppins taking my kids to the park, but by the time I've left, I've broken up fights, stopped them eating dirt, so I just want my alone time. Yeah. She does go on, which I think is interesting. You know when you're on your phone at the park and a kid might, like, fall down and you can see that the parents go, well, she's on the phone. She's written here. Bugger off. I don't care. I'm on the phone to have a little bit of me time. And do you actually know that my work is done on my phone? And maybe I'm at the park just scrolling through Facebook because I don't care.
I love this woman.
Mm. Yeah. So she's written, normally I'll be the mum that's gone, that's right, you fell down, brush it off. And then I'll go back to the Facebook. Mm. And she said, you deserve a little bit of me time, so maybe we should stop judging.
Well, that's better than running over to them and then causing a big scene and they cry just because when you see it, when parents are like, are you okay, honey?
Yeah.
Of course they're going to say no and milk it for sympathy.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless there's a bone protruding, get up.
Oh, right. Okay, you go to the next level.
That's not what we're doing here.
Oops, Daisy, you're okay. That's not what we're doing.
Unless you need triage.
But there's a lot of mums that have commented as well and said, oh, yeah, you know, and I do for a little bit of me time. Because she obviously takes them to the park. It looks like she's doing something good, and she is.
And they can play.
Yes, yeah, so they can play. Yeah. And she can just go, I'll just do whatever I want.
Mm.
And there's a whole lot of other people that have listed their me time. And I'll say that I'm a bit guilty at the moment because I've put my hand up for doing the grocery shopping, and I'll complain about it.
But you love it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go to Aldi and I've realised that I've cut my packing time because I've taken these big tubs. That was wrong.
That was stupid.
So yeah. I will stand there at the checkout and if anyone has even two less items than me, I'll go, oh, you should go in front. And I did on Monday. They were open. I was doing the grocery shopping kid-free and I sat in the parking lot for about 10 minutes.
Brilliant.
Just on my phone. Mm. Then I went and did the groceries. I said to the lady, you go in front of me. She goes, no. I said, you got less items. Go in front. She goes, no, I'm not in any hurry to get home to the kids. I went, me neither. So then we said to the person behind,
you want to
go in front?
You were there from 9 till 5. They're like, look, we're going to have to scan these items. Like, we need to close up.
Public holiday hours.
My trick is, because I've only got the one kid, obviously, so my trick is play date. Have someone else's kid over, and then they take care of themselves. And then I also get credit for the other kids,
so
I go play date at your place tomorrow. Yeah, because they'll come up and go, Dad, can you play hide and seek with me? I'm like, you've got a friend here. Go run, play,
be
merry.
Why don't you share your ideas? 13, 10, 60, how you just get a little bit of me time. Can be a bit creative. Do you know my other one?
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, kids, your nana wants to talk to you. Here, I'll put you on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hand them a FaceTime and I say to my mum, oh, the kids want to talk to you.
How long will that go for?
Oh, so good. They take her all around the house. Like she's never seen it before. Yeah.
Our kids would never do that. Oh, they wouldn't.
Rory will do tours.
FaceTime, a tour.
We're up to the neighbourhood.
Right. Yeah, show her everything you've drawn.
Yeah, yeah.
See, my kids would be like, all right, Nana, got to go. I'm going to watch YouTube. Oh. They'd be trying to flick her off.
Well, there's another one.
Hey, I might try that.
Show her how you get to school. Off you pop.
Hey, Xander.
Half an hour.
Xander. Do you want to meet your real dad? Look, he's here on FaceTime.
Hi!
Imagine if he goes, yes, finally, Mum's been telling me about him.
13, 10, 60. Fess up, parents. How do you get that little bit of me time? We want some tips.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. You ruined me.
There is a mum that's written an open letter to other parents saying, I'm at the park for a little bit of me time, so don't judge me if I'm on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. And we just wanted on 13, 10, 60, share how you get me time, because there's some very creative ideas
Leanne,
from some parents online.
You're on the air with us. What do you do?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Wonderful thing.
That's because they can all do different dances that they have to rehearse.
Oh, and then they sort of, compare each one, and they watch it. They watch it for hours. They'll, sort of just sit on it and just watch it to see what other people are doing.
And you don't feel bad for it?
Oh, no way. I call it shut up and be quiet time.
That's very literal, Leanne.
I think you might have written this article here.
There you go, TikTok. And then they're learning all about, rehearsals and
we
putting together a video.
Anything,
yes,
we?
Yeah. Of course.
Stars
we could.
Of the future.
My phone's broken again.
No.
No, it's not really.
It is 100%.
Hang on
a
second. North Lakes. Can I read it out?
Hang on, I'm going to see. This is what we're going to do. Mm. We're going to close it down. We're going to see if I can get it to work. For those who don't know, early this morning, the phone system broke. It breaks on the regular.
On the reg.
Yeah, so.
Do you want me to click on this one over here?
No, it doesn't work. I've been trying that.
You're right.
Yeah, just talk nicely to it.
Hey, come on.
Right, I'm going
to
read it out.
Come on, baby. Hang on, let me give it one more go. Let me see if I can give it one more go. Read it out. Oh, no, Mel!
Hey.
Mel from North Lakes, we got you on. Hello.
Hey. All right, what do you do to get me time?
So it's not actually me, but when I was about five, my dad used to put money inside a Coke bottle and said, you know, if you can get it out, you can have it. Unbeknownst to me, the lid was glued shut.
Oh, genius.
So good. And you never...
there for hours.
You never talked to it with a knife or anything like that?
Well, not at five, no.
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 Oh, no. I would have.
Yeah, Rory would have.
That's different kids, I guess.
Should have come at me with a knife. Open the bottle!
Well, let's be honest, you used to be given pocket knives at that age.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, you don't get many people walking around with their pocket knives.
No.
My dad bought me a slingshot.
Yeah.
And I think now, I would love for Xander to have a slingshot. I would never give him one. But back in the day, it was like, well, you'll be right.
Mm.
But now, if a kid had a slingshot, you'd
I think they're illegal, aren't they?
No, I don't. My brother bought a bow and arrow for his son.
I bought Rory a bow and arrow.
No, he's a real one. Yeah.
Is he good at shooting it?
He's really good. They live a bit more acreage, so it's up in Darwin. Yeah.
But that's fine. Yeah. No one's been stabbed with a bow yet, have they? Or an arrow?
We get shot with it.
No. Yeah. No. I said if medieval times come back, he's really going to go well.
That's right. Phone's dropped out. You know what we do for me time? We break the phones.
Just try and call us.
Yeah, go on.
I dare you.
Actually, you could do that as me time. You could say I'm on the phone to the radio station playing Alpha Bucks. Like, it's 8:30 at night, Mum. Yeah, they do it all the time.
They do practice. Non-stop.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Another one left last night. The dude who is the first person to get some action in the jungle as well, too. Ryan, you horny little devil. Good morning.
First time being called a dude.
So horny, you're okay with. The dude part, you're a bit confused.
Oh, not the first time being called horny, I'll tell you. It won't be the last.
So what's the deal? Are Charlotte and you the real thing out of the jungle, or is it just a jungle romance?
God, I can't. People are saying that. I wouldn't do that. Like, anything with me is on camera. I don't change. That's why I always said when I went on there, people said, what are you going in sort of to be? And I went, well, just to be myself. I'm not having any agenda. I didn't want to be someone else or try and do this or do it this way. I just went in as me. And what can you do?
I'll catch you up on a couple of stuff since you've obviously been away for a little bit in a holiday in the jungle. Did you see the video since you've left of Davina, also from Married at First Sight, catching up with Charlotte? They did like an in-store together.
No, I never didn't know that. No. Okay. No, I probably couldn't care.
Fair enough, yeah.
No, good luck to her. She's probably posted that. That'll get her a few more likes. Good luck to her if that works.
So there's no bad blood there.
I don't think she did. But I think they were like, oh, we're being right.
You said you were being yourself. I agree with you. I believe you. But a lot of people have speculated as well that you and Charlotte have had the same management. You spoke about speaking before you went into the jungle. It would be seen as that the both of you have been on reality shows where, you know, getting up to mischief.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, who really cares what anyone else thinks, to be honest? No, none of that. I said it to her off at night time when we were lying there with the lights were out, and I said, look, if you're doing this for cameras, I'm not interested. And she said, I'm not, I promise you. And so we went on from there.
Yeah, right.
Then the director said, we didn't catch that. Could you do that again, please?
We'll get the night vision. What are you
going... They actually turned the lights back on.
What are you going to do after? Are you going back into stand-up or radio?
Well, hopefully. I don't know. I haven't really got that far yet. But, yeah, I'm going to start touring in the next month. We're going to go around again. And radio, hopefully, when I get back, we find that out as well. So I hope for both of those, to be honest.
Will the stand-up be updated? Will it be, like, about your time in the jungle as opposed to Married at First Sight?
Well, I'd already written the hour before I went in. So I was ready to go.
That's spoken like a true comedian, actually, Ryan. Well done.
Married at First Sight is about to start again here on the other channel, which you're no longer on. I've always watched that show and I've thought they really push people to the limits. Something is going to happen. Something bad is eventually going to happen to one of these people because they come off the show and they don't look great and they don't get a chance to, I guess... say anything back to the comments they receive. Where do you think, from your experience, it's going to go with the mental health side of things for contestants?
Mate, I've been asked to do other reality shows, the love shows, since MAPS as well, and I'm not interested in doing it for that reason. I just don't believe in it, to be honest. And with Celebrity, it's not that. What you said is probably pretty true. Eventually, maybe something will happen and someone will obviously go too far and be upset that much. They might even harm themselves. I don't know, but it's happened in other countries, and I hope it doesn't happen here or there. But if it, I don't know the answer to that, to be honest. I don't know where to draw the line, unfortunately. Hmm.
If people DM'd you and said, hey, I've just entered this show, would you advise them against it?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's why you're very good at your job. No, I say yes. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know whether I would, to be honest.
What radio station are you on?
Hit.
Yeah. No, I know, but we own about 460 of them. Which one specifically in what town?
We're doing Sunday Experiment.
Oh, right.
So they're rotating and doing that show. Who are you doing it with?
Amanda, and I've done it with... Oh, God, you're going to kill me on... It's Amanda Costello.
So just moving forward, it's always good to remember your co-host's name.
Amanda's right.
You've got a real impact. I'm really sorry for that. I'm just put out of a jungle.
You're going through this thing,
Matt. No, they're both lovely.
They do it in radio. They demo you with people, and they just get heaps of different people to see who you work well with. So it's all right. We get
I've done a lot of demos, mate, in a lot of different cities, so I don't know what's happening, to be honest. That's why I'm waiting to come back to see where I am actually going.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, buddy. Well, hey, appreciate you coming.
I know it's not Brisbane, because you guys are fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. Say hi to Charlotte for us. Oh, actually, we'll be speaking to her soon as well.
Well, I'll be here waiting for her, so, yeah.
Are you going to stay in Africa until she gets out?
I am, yeah.
We both
made a pact we would.
You cutie.
Yeah, he wants to get one away when she gets out. Oh, Matt and I, come on. He's not going to fly back to Australia. Come on. He's in Australia watching her come out of the jungle 2 days after he leaves. He's like, fat is stuck around. I had that sweet bungalow in Africa.
I'll go with the romantic part. I'm done.
It's very lovely, different. Ryan. It's very lovely of you.
You're a beautiful man.
Yeah,
beautiful man.
Such a gentleman.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat to you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow, 8 a.m. We're going to play for $10,000.
And the letter for tomorrow is H for Have You Been Paying Attention?
Stav, Abby and Matt. $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, here we go. 10 grand on the line right now for Keysta Auto World. You're the star. 7 brands, 4 big locations in the Moreton Bay region. Let's give away some money.
Taryn in Waterford West, you've been listening, and how many answers do you have?
Oh, I think I have 2.
You think? All right, well, we hope you do.
I have 3, but I've forgotten one.
Oh, I hate that. All right, well, it might come to you. You get $50 for each correct answer. Say pass if you can't think quickly. Get all 10 right, and you walk away with $10,000. And each answer needs to be started with the letter N for numbers.
Okay.
And don't repeat the same answer.
All right, I won't. I'll try.
All right, good for you, Taryn. Just do your best. Okay, your time will start when I finish the first question, which is... Name a food.
Nut.
Name a family member.
Nephew.
Name something you can wear.
A necklace.
Name somewhere it snows.
Netherlands.
Name a band.
Nickelback.
Name a spice.
Oh, pass.
Name a male actor.
God,
name a TV series. Oh, you're flying.
$250, Taryn.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, I just drew a blank.
Only towards the end. So name a spice, you could have had nutmeg, and for a male actor, you could have had Nicolas Cage.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, $250, though. Well done.
Well done, and well done for naming the best rock band in the world there, Nickelback.
We introduced... you to it, Stav, and now it's your favourite band.
So good.
I was wearing my socks the other day.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You got us all Nickelback socks.
Where are your socks? Have you thrown them out?
No, they're still in my top drawer. I can't bring myself to wear them because they just remind me of the time that Nickelback were meant to give me a free beer, but they decided instead that the fans would want socks instead of the free beer.
You wouldn't have had the beer. You would have drunk it and... The socks you have forever.
Socks are forever.
That's right.
Like diamonds.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you have an issue, you can send an email, dearabby@hit105.com.au. This is a longer email, but I'm going to read it out to be able to give her justice. Okay. And if anyone has gone through the same, she really needs your help. So 131016, she reads, I've been married to my childhood sweetheart for 15 years. We moved to Australia 15 years ago to build a better future for us. After 4 to 5 years of working really hard, we became Australian citizens and found decent jobs and built our dream home in 2011. My husband managed all the finances while I organised designing the house. I was more than happy for him to deal with all the financial stuff, as it really does get quite stressful for me. Amongst all this, we'd been trying for a family. Unfortunately, I had to go through multiple miscarriages. I remember one day I was going through a miscarriage, and on the morning I heard you talk about it and I bawled on the way to work. So I really would like to share this experience with you because I've only been able to talk to my husband. We tried for a couple of rounds of IVF, but with no luck. It cost us a fortune, but my husband was always very supportive and encouraging. But I felt guilty. It was like I was spending money on something that was my fault. It never broke us apart, and rather it just made us bond even more. We decided that it was too much for us, too much emotionally and also financially to go through IVF. So in 2017, we sold our beautiful home as we no longer needed a big house. We decided not to have kids and just build a small house for ourselves and just spend money on what we wanted, travelling. We sold our home and moved into a rental, and we managed to make $110,000 gain on the house. Meanwhile, I did hear about bulk billing IVF, and I wanted to try one more time. It's a gamble, but once you're in it, it's hard to stop. I went on to have two cycles, and lucky we got pregnant with our last embryo. We were over the moon and cried for a couple of days. We decided to put building our new home on hold and focus on our baby. A beautiful boy arrived in March last year. But this happiness didn't last long. As soon as we got the money from selling my house, I told my husband, just pay off all the debts. I thought there was just a couple of grand on credit card. We did have a Go MasterCard that he used for interest-free purchases, and I thought that that was what he was going to pay off. Around August last year, I started to receive calls from a financial company asking me to convert the balance in the GoFund card to a personal loan, as I was paying too much interest and overdue charges. I asked my husband what all this was about, and he said, don't worry about it. It's all interest only. I'll make sure I deal with it. I was caught up with the bubs and work, so I just let him do it. He promised me he was going to sort it out. A couple of months later, the same finance gave a call, and I told them, I'm sorry, there must be a bit of a mistake. They said, there's no mistake. You're paying interest on $11,000. I was shocked to hear that, and I said, maybe my husband's just laid back. Maybe he hasn't paid the bills. Maybe he's just being a little bit lazy. I said to him, look, I think I need to take over the financial matters. And he got a bit angry, but said, okay, here you go. You look into it. So I did, and I realised that he had cashed out nearly $6,000 over 1 month. I realised there was something going on, but I was terrified to even guess. I didn't think he would be having an affair, but I had to look into everything. I thought maybe he's just given money to his brother back home to help out. On the day that he'd drawn cash out, I asked him, what's going on? Tell me the truth. First, he said he invested all the money and he'd lost it. I was like, how can you make such a great big decision without asking me? After confronting him, he said that he had gambled on the pokies, all of our savings, $110,000 plus on various credit cards. He had racked up $85,000.
Jesus.
Wow.
My whole world collapsed in front of my eyes. I was in shock. I cried my lungs out throughout the night. But what hurt me most was that he's broken my trust. I trust this man with my life, and I felt like I no longer knew this person. I would have to say that that night I almost considered ending it all. If it wasn't for my son, I wouldn't be here. He has said that he's incredibly sorry, and I understand that. He works shifts, so I work normal hours, and he finished around midday and he felt lonely as going home to an empty home. So at first it was just going to the pub with friends and just having a little bit of a gamble. But after our son was born, he ended up increasing the amounts because he felt like he had to get the money back. I have now taken full control of all the bank accounts and credit cards and everything. He has no access to the money, and I've decided to stay for him for the sake of our boy and do whatever it has to get it back. But it's not easy. I break down and cry every time I have to deal with it. It's a constant battle to even meet the minimum repayments. So my question is, as the pressure is building up and every day I feel like I can't continue this anymore, I want to know, what should I do? Should I stay or should I leave?
13, 10, 60. That's the number. To some people, this would seem worse than cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got longer lasting effects.
So that's over $200,000 of debt.
Yep.
And that ain't going to just go away. All right. If you've ever had to deal with someone in this situation and you've got some feedback or some ideas for this poor woman, she is listening at the moment. She would love to hear from you. She wants to know she's not alone.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you've got an issue, you can send an email, dearabby@hit105.com.au. I've got one from a lady who's been married to her childhood sweetheart for 15 years, believed they did have a great marriage, finally had a baby after being trying for so many years. Then she has found out that he's racked up over $200,000 worth of debt by spending it on the pokies. We do know that gambling does something crazy to your brain, but she's now trying to pay back the money, and she said that she will still love him, but in a very different way. She wants to know if she should leave or whether she should stay.
Robin's on from Beenleigh. What do you think?
Yes, look, I think she should stay with him. I believe marriage is you stick through the hard times and the good times. We went through it at the beginning of ours too. We were together since we were 17, and hubby went through a little bit and thought he could, you know, win a bit more rent money and all that sort of thing. And we got through it. I took over finances and we got through it, and he never did it again, thank goodness. But then we were never that high. But I just believe, you know, I can understand where he's coming from as well, because, you know, sort of his life drowned as well. So I just think that you stick to it. My husband's been sick on and off for over 18 years, and I've stuck to him. All my friends say, I don't know why you do, but...
Yeah, but you stuck with it.
It's a commitment. There is that thing, isn't it, where you go, would they ever do it again?
Mm.
Like, you can understand how they have to take control of all the finances.
It's an addiction, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call this morning, Robin.
Gary in Ipswich, what do you think she should do?
Hey, guys. Yeah, pretty much the same as the last caller, mate. I dealt with it all my years growing up with my mother. She had a bad gambling addiction, and we lost houses and cars and stuff all growing up. I remember coming home from school and the landlord was there, you know, kicking us out of the house. And it's been a constant mental battle for her all her life, basically, and it definitely is an addiction. It's not something that goes away in a day. If she's got that much debt to pay back and she's really struggling, you know, sometimes it's easier for people to go bankrupt. I know it's not an ideal thing to do, but... at the end of the day, it's certainly an easier option, but as...
Yeah. I guess if it was drugs or alcohol or something, people would have a little bit more sympathy, wouldn't they? Because they feel like it could be dealt with clinically.
Yeah. But you know when you say, like, recovering alcoholic, you don't get many people say, I'm a recovering gambler.
Gambler, yeah.
You know, and it is all around them everywhere they go.
Yes, it is.
And the commercials as well.
Yeah. Pam and Kalanga. It's a tough one. What do you think she should do?
Well, I've been in it myself. My ex done $300,000 in debt due to drugs and gambling. I sat down, thought about it a long time because I had two children and the trust was broken. It's just as bad as cheating on you, and I had to walk away and start all over again. And now I'm happy. We own a house, and yeah, it was the best thing I ever done, because you can never replace that trust that's been broken.
You always felt like he was lying to you still? Pam?
Yeah, I knew something was going on, but it took me ages to figure out. And when I did, that was the end of it. And, you know, I thought and thought and thought about it. It was the hardest decision, having two kids. And I just had to walk away. And it was the best decision.
$300,000 is a lot of money. How did you not notice it going?
I didn't have the finances at the time. He had them. Because, you know, having two kids, trying to run around after them, one of them was pretty ill at the time. And, yeah, I just let him have the finances, you know, to pay rent.
Yeah. Well, I guess I look after all of ours for my family. So I could easily gamble money away, having said that, and Esther probably wouldn't notice.
She'd notice if you won.
Yes, you would. But the problem is you hardly ever win.
Well, that's it, isn't you know? It? And you kind of listen to the story that he, when his son was born, the gambling debts doubled.
That's right, yeah.
Just this whole thing of like, oh, I'm ashamed now, I've got to win it back, which is how they get you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, in the Sunshine Coast, what do you think? Should she stay with her husband?
I think she should stay. Like, marriage is for better or worse. You know, you go through miscarriages and they're really hard to deal with, particularly for the men, because they feel like they, you know, they can't help or they can't contribute because it's all about the woman, and they suffer that loss as well. So I think that, you know, there's trauma there, and that's probably his escape from that trauma, even though they had a baby and his gambling debts doubled. He had that pressure to, you know, provide for his family. It's a hard situation, but when you're the one that can't have a baby, you feel totally at fault. Like, it's all your fault that you're spending all this money on you so that you can have a baby. And that sucks. Like, and then you turn around to him and say, how is he going to deal with that? And that's the fallout.
Have you been through a situation with the debt?
Yeah, well, my husband, he wanted to renovate a house in that we had for while we were working away, and we spent about, you know, $60,000 on it. And when we walked away, we couldn't sell it for as much as what we put into it. So we walked away with like $30,000 debt. Mm-hmm. And I trusted him making those decisions, going, do you have all the finances in order? How much is this going to cost us to renovate? You know, I think that's also lays blame on the woman as well. Like, you're trusting someone else to make those decisions for you when you should be making those decisions together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, there we go. Hopefully.
It's really mixed, though, isn't it?
It really
people
is.
Are saying, I guess it depends on you can only stay if there is a way that you can work through to trust him again.
Mm.
You're not going to know until you're in the middle of it, are you?
No.
Well, we wish her all the best. We know she's listening this morning.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Christine's school! Wake up! Come on, Christine's school!
I don't want to go to school. 5 more minutes.
Kids are back at school. All of them now. Tick. Go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, Xander's first day today for grade one at St. Joey's there in Corinda.
A lot of parents have taken this week off, I noticed, because car parking was a nightmare yesterday, and I saw a lot of parents had date day. I spoke to a couple of them, and they're like, yeah, we went for lunch. I was like, oh, how sexy.
It's the way to do it. I mean, one of our technicians here is not, he's taking the day off, taking the week off, and I thought, that's it. Take your holidays when the kids are back at school so you can have a holiday.
He worked all over Christmas, all over New Year's. There wasn't anyone even needed.
He's smarter than we give Daz credit for. We always say Daz is the slow one around here.
You say that all the time to his face. No, I love Dazza. You know, him Dazza's and I chat like there's no tomorrow.
I know. And then when he walks out, you say, good bloke.
I do like him.
Mm.
He tells me a lot of detail, which
personal stuff.
Yeah. We're DM like that. Yep. Hey, it was first day for my middle son, though, and I got a little bit more emotional than what I expected.
Your favourite?
No, it's just because he's not as, like, not in a bad way, but he's not as competent or confident.
Mm.
So I feel like I can relate to that, and you go, oh, I wonder how they're going to go. So he was okay. I did have tears, but I checked in with him to find out how school went after his first day.
Jagger, how was your first day at school?
Good.
What was your favourite part?
Going in the playground.
Did you make any new friends?
Not yet.
Not yet. And what's your teacher's name?
Mr. Doyle.
Mrs. Doyle. Yeah. Mrs. Doyle.
Yeah, Mrs. Doyle.
Did she have to tell anyone off today?
Yes. Some people was running around and playing tag inside, not outside.
Was that you?
No, other people's.
Were you a good boy today?
Yes.
And did you learn anything?
Yes.
What did you learn?
I don't know.
And are you going back to school tomorrow?
Yeah.
And the next day?
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 Yeah.
Nah, it's a weekend. And did you like your lunchbox?
Yep, one thing I didn't like.
They were chickpeas. You didn't like the chickpeas?
No.
Because you can't have nuts. So I did chickpeas, like a little bit of a trick. No? No.
Okay. I don't like them.
Okay.
I love you, Mum and Dad, and I got something for you. That's that.
Don't fart on my head. That's gross. That's gross. It's not funny.
There you go. You did learn something.
I recorded that because that is the most conversation I'm ever going to get from a boy when I ask, how was school?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's it for now.
I already get from Rory. How was school?
Apparently you've got to come up with creative things. So, like, I'll say, was there anyone's lunch that you were jealous of?
Mm.
You've got to come up with creative questions for him.
Did anyone have to use their EpiPen?
He might swap and say, yeah, I switched their roll-up for my chickpeas that you gave me.
Well, you're not allowed to have nuts.
I know.
Can
they still, kids still swap at school? That was the greatest.
Being able
to, we used to swap lunches with people.
Well, no, well, they're not now in the prep because they've all got allergies and I'm guilty of that as well because Jagger's celiac.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So then I said to him, I said, we can't have nuts. And he goes, but I don't understand. I'm not going to eat near them and I'm not going to touch them. I said, yeah, it's still frowned upon.
No, I think it's a law.
Yeah. I don't think it's law. They can only advise against it.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you'd get sued if your kid took nuts.
No, it depends if they're anaphylactic.
Yeah, giving a kid anaphylactic shock is frowned upon in most schools.
Each classroom's different.
Now, a kid got rushed to hospital today, Abby. You know that's frowned upon.
They're chickpeas.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Remarkable career so far.
Sandra Sully, this is your television life.
There wouldn't be a person in this country who doesn't know the name Sandra Sully, and she joins us this morning celebrating 30 years on air tonight. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm very excited. Today, it's a big day. I'm already tired.
30 years, that is amazing. And I have to say, you just get better and better. So congratulations on an amazing career.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and to be at the one place for 30 years, you know, with one company, clearly you only stay where you're happy. And obviously, I'm pretty happy.
I know. How many people have you seen get fired over the years? Don't answer that, actually.
Don't answer that.
No, I do.
There's a big graveyard behind you.
Hey, the news of Kobe Bryant broke 2 days ago. And it was broken by TMZ before the family even found out about it. As someone who sits at the news desk, for you, because I'm not sure if that's ever happened to you before, where you've accidentally done that, or are there conversations between the team that go, should we check this first?
Look, it's a massive story, and I would have felt desperately ill for the family. Look, even, you know, when it comes to bushfires, for example, and you know, everyone in Australia now knows how devastating and frightening that was. At times, as long as you can ascertain, establish the facts, sometimes you've got to go with the story. Most times, if it's a police story, of course, you know, they'll hold off until all family be notified, and we never want to jump that gun. I suspect TMZ would not have known, the family didn't know. I don't know. You know, I wasn't there, but those discussions are first and foremost on every tragic event.
So there's no law about it, though? It's more of an ethical thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Has there been stories that you've wanted to report, but for any reason weren't able to? I mean, I know that there was a journalist and there was footage of her addressing the camera. None of it went to air at the time, but she was talking about Prince Andrew's and how much information she had, but she was told not to. Has there been stories that you've wanted to release?
Oh, look, I think if, you know, we're in the news game, there's lots of information you are given, you know, whispers, rumour, innuendo. But, you know, if you can't establish the facts and you can't corroborate them, there's no point. And the story can't be about you. And your primary decision has to be, you know, where's the public importance? Where's the public benefit? So, of course, we all know stuff, but it doesn't matter what we know, it's what you can, you know, establish and the relevance of the story and the effect it has on the public. Is it going to serve any purpose?
People would have over the years tried to leak things to you. Have you been at parties and someone's come up to you swilling their wine and been like, now I'm going to tell you something? This is off the record, Sandra. But can you believe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What? In fact, I got the tip on a critical politician at the time when the numbers were tight and there was about to be a ministerial reshuffle, and I gave the tip to our political reporter so that we could establish that on camera, and then there was a spill and the Premier was gone. Was
Julia Gillard?
So, yeah.
Or,
sorry?
Your Premier. I was thinking Julia Gillard, Prime Minister, but...
No, it was the State Premier, but basically, yeah, I got the tip that he didn't know he was about to go. He didn't know his deputy had been off...
had actually taken up a position outside of politics, which meant that he lost his power base and he was robbed.
So you have reported stuff before notifying the family then?
Politics is a different game, my friend, and there was no no death.
Absolutely.
Just a political death.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're going to play a little game with you before we let you go, Sandra. Abby actually invented this game. It's a lot of fun.
It was a bit of a mistake once because I couldn't find the audio for it, so did it in a different language. So it's news stories from all around the world. Do you speak any other languages?
No, not really. Mm, okay. A little bit of French, but that's about all.
So we're going to play a news grab, and you have to see if you can pick what language it's in and what the news story is about. So you have to listen to those key words.
But you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
30 years.
Here we go.
Sally, here we go.
Un evento en el que la joven Billie Eilish se ha llevado 5 premios: álbum del año, grabación del año, canción del año, vocal.
Well, sounds South American, Portugal, Spain, probably the Grammys.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, she's never going to get there. She's all over the place. Oh no, she did in the end. Yeah.
So, great stab. What about the language? Did I get it right or
Spanish? Spanish. Talking about the Grammys.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Wow. Perfect.
Here's the next one.
You are one in a row.
Here we go.
सांप हो सकते हैं कोरोना वायरस की वजह शोध में चीन में वायरल न्यूमोनिया के प्रकोप को लेकर संभावित मूल स्रोत को लेकर जानकारी दी गई है
I've got no idea on the language, and the only other international story that is, you know, top of mind outside of Kobe Bryant is the coronavirus, so, you know, maybe.
Yeah, I heard pneumonia in there.
Correct. It's in Hindu.
Hindu. So
but coronavirus. Look at Maddie. He's she's amazing.
I should have known it was Hindu.
Mm. Yeah, you should have. Shame on you.
I reckon you've come in here like, I speak a bit of French, but you're fluent in like 28 languages. I reckon you're messing with it. Okay, here we go.
26 janari ishte një ditë e rrit jo vetëm për basketbolin, por për të gjithë botën sportiv. Mendoj se shkaki i aksidentit u bë mjegulla që shkaktoi probleme vizibilitetin e pilotit me helikopterin që u përplas në një kodër rreth 420 metra të lartë.
Oh, that's definitely Eastern European, Russian, Czechoslovakian, Slovakian, something. As I said, the only other big story this week would be Kobe Bryant stabbing in the dark again, but maybe.
Kobe Bryant in Albanian.
Wow.
Albanian.
Yes.
Bit of a smaller. Wish I'd understood. You should have known the difference between Albania and Czech.
30 years in the business. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, Uruguayan for all I care.
Tonight, Sandra Sully, she celebrates 30 years on air. She will be reading the bulletin in all different languages. Make sure you get on there to see if you can play this game with Sandra as well. Congratulations on an amazing career so far, and we really appreciate your time this morning. Great to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Taking a moment to reflect on a wonderful morning.
You know when you're not doing it, but people think you were doing it, and it's hard to explain that you weren't doing it, but they're like, I saw you? Because I did a school pickup and couldn't get a car park, and I was there a little bit early and I went down the road, and next to the school is a fire station, and the guys do an amazing job there. And I was looking at them, it looked quite relaxing because they were also doing the gardening. They had the whippersnipper out. Mm. And you know, you're just standing there and you're just staring. You're like, oh, they got the whippersnipper. Oh, I knew they had their tops off. But one of my friends jumped in the window and was like, oh, I saw you perving. Like, I wasn't. It honestly just caught my eye. I was just relaxing.
Sure you were.
No, honestly, I was just going, they've got to do their gardening too. I thought they would have had a gardener for it.
Well, when there's no fires, they're just kicking about. So they, you know.
Plenty of time to kill.
But then she went to the school and told everyone. I'm like, I wasn't.
Well, she obviously noticed them too. So
good one.
Hey, we got a live calendar going on down here.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Mine too is emergency services related.
Oh.
Police are wonderful. Don't want to get them offside.
But?
They're good people. No buts. But
I was like, how's he going to do this without saying
I kind of don't know another word. However. Cafe 63 at Cinnamon Park is one of their haunts, and that's cool. But, however, I don't know whether it's wrong for me to run across the road to get in front of them in the line when they're there to get coffee as well, because I'm in a rush for swimming lessons, and you know if there's a police officer there, they're ordering for the whole station.
Oh, they're all about sharing and...
You know, I've seen them, and they've, you know what, you've got to give it to the police. They're very strict with a shout. I've seen four of them once discussing whose shout it was, and because they remember details because they're police officers, they can't get out of it.
So you got to get to swimming class and they got to fight crime.
Well, they got time for coffee.
I love them, but...
No, however, if you see me run in front of you at Cafe 63... Mm-hmm.
Taser him.
Get out the pepper spray.
He's running for a bad reason, officer.
Yeah,
but if you're
wearing a striped shirt, obviously just, a criminal.
You know, if you taser me, that's fine. Just include me in the shout. Get me a skinny cappuccino, please. Thanks, but no thanks. They're the tactical ones as well, so they're undercover.
What are the different tactical ones?
Well, they've got extra guns.
Yeah.
Why do you need extra? Wouldn't one be sufficient?
Not if you run out of bullets in that one.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, they've got one on each leg. Then they got a taser. They got the vest on. They got the different hat. You can tell that they're like combat
ready to go.
Yeah, they break
as opposed to the other ones.
Well, they're on the beat. They don't have as many things.
So you don't know what they do.
I've got no idea. No, okay. Man, come
tactical
on.
Response. You need well, you need tactics. They're not just running in willy-nilly.
Yeah, they do. Hey, what's happening? Something bad. Right, yeah, right, guns right. Out. Here we go, fellas.
No, guys, let's bring in the ones that have tactics. All right, guns away. We're going home.
First things first, Kevin.
Yeah?
Your shout for coffee after this.
Sure, you've only got six bullets. I can take that. I'm going to cut my losses here. Thanks, but no thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
There we go. We are done the podcast. Have a great day, everyone. See you later.
Bye. Stab Abby and Matt. Stab Abby and Matt. Hit